Good evening. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. You're listening to Wombats and Music on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you things I think you might like and things I love. Tonight we've got a mammoth wombat coming up at the end of the show. Yes, indeedy. I'm going to play the banjo at the end of the show and talk about banjo styles, frelling banjo and three-finger style banjo. And it's kind of a double wombat because ordinarily the banjo is a kind of a loud instrument, and there are a lot of people that don't care for it much and make all sorts of banjo jokes. Typical banjo joke is, what's the best pitch for a banjo? And the answer is something like, how about out a car window? Anyway, banjos are loud, and I and many other banjo players keep something in the back to mute them. Banjos have like a drum head, so you can stuff something up against the drum head. And a common thing is a t-shirt. I actually use a stuffed wombat. It's a little cute wombat. I've got him in my hand now. And he normally resides between the drum head of the banjo and the stick that's back there, so it makes the banjo quiet. But tonight I took him out, so the banjo would be nice and loud. So I'm not playing the banjo now. I'm going to start off and play you some songs and some music and various things and end up the show with about a 12-minute shtick on frailing banjo, three-finger banjo. I play a couple of pieces from recordings. I play some of my own stuff, me playing things I've learned, and I even sing a song at the end. And I give you plenty of warning about when that's coming up. And the good thing about that is that if you don't want to hear the banjo part, you can listen to the early part of the show and hear all the music I'm going to play, recorded music, and then you can just tune out for the banjo part so you don't have to stay on board to see what's going to happen. Well, anyway, the first song I want to play for you, last week it happened that several songs I played were kind of morbid, and When I Die was one, and then there was another one from Jacques Brel, where the young man says goodbye to everybody. So, you know, those were, I admit, a bit, you know, kind of, well, Seasons in the Sun was that one, a bit morbid. And there are some other things on there. So quite a lot of songs are sad, but I don't mean to be sad. So tonight, I'm going to start off the show with a happy song. This song is a very happy song, actually. And I'll tell you one funny thing about this song. This was the only song the only song that ever made it to number one in the hit parade in which it was a completely a cappella. There are no instruments in this song. It's called Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin. And he makes all the instruments up with his mouth and other voice. He makes the sounds up. So you have to sort of guess what he's doing to make these different sounds. But this is Bobby McFerrin's song from 1988. It was a number one hit, and it's called Don't Worry.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy.
The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry,
be happy.
Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. But don't worry,
be happy. Be happy now.
Don't worry,
be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this.
Don't worry,
it will soon pass, whatever it is.
Don't worry, be happy.
I'm not worried.
Don't worry, be happy. Uh-oh, I think another song is going to play. This is Harry Baya on Wombats and Music, and you're listening to my favorite songs. That was a happy song, and I'll tell you a little more about it. Bobby McFerrin, who wrote it, had seen posters and heard talk a man named Mare Baba, a guru who helped people deal with problems, and his main message was, don't worry, be happy. And so Bobby McFerrin decided to make it into a song. He thought it was a good message, and he wanted to pass it on, so he did. And made that song up. Then the other thing I want to tell you, there is a YouTube video of it. It's not the greatest video. It was from the MTV days when videos were very popular. But it has in it Robin Williams and Bobby McFerrin and a third guy whose name is Bill Irwin, who apparently was a clown, a professional clown, one of the best, I guess. The three of them just walk around and make fools of themselves. Delightfully so, I might add. And you get to appreciate how people can do that. And it also, I thought, was interesting. Robin Williams is certainly as good a clown as the clown. They're both just fantastic clowns. And Bobby McFerrin fits right in. Anyway, cute song. Now, we're going to switch gears. We're going in for heavy stuff. The next song is by Sinead O'Connor. And I strongly encourage you to look for this on YouTube. It was called The Rebel Song. And I ran into it trying to find something else by Sinead O'Connor. And YouTube suggested I might want to listen to this, so I did. And it really just got to me. I bet I've listened to it 25 times in the last week. I just love this song. You may not love it so much, but once is okay. Anyway, I'm going to read you the words first because I had a hard time understanding the words. One of the analysts on the song said that it was a story of Sinead O'Connor, or whoever wrote the song, is speaking for Ireland and speaking to England and saying, you know, come on, England, get over it, be nice to me. It's sort of hard to see that in here most of the time because the song is from a woman to a man, and the woman's in love with the man, and she wants the man to love her back. And it's, I don't see Ireland say, you know, do you love me? But in a way, I guess you could. Anyway, I'll read you the words, and then you can figure it out for yourself. It's a powerful song by Sinead O'Connor, and the video is just wonderful, a great video. So the words are, I love you, my hard Englishman. Your rage is like a fist in my womb. You can't forgive, can't you forgive me what you think I've done and love me? I'm your woman. And I desire you, my hard Englishman, and there is no more natural thing. So why should I not get loving? Don't be cold, Englishman. How come you never said you love me in all the time you've known me? How come you never said you're sorry? I do. Oh, please talk to me, Englishman. What good will shutting me out get done? Meanwhile, crazies are killing our sons. Oh, listen, Englishman. I've honored you, hard Englishman. Now I'm calling your heart to my own. Oh, let glorious love be done. The truth, be truthful, Englishman. How come you never said you love me in all the time you've known me? How come you never say you're sorry? I do. I do. That was Sinead O'Connor with the Rebel Song. Powerful song. And That's... I'm trying to play happy songs today, and that's not exactly a happy song, but still, it's a good song. Now, I'm going to go on and bounce around a little bit. This is Harry Baya on Wombatson Music, and we're at 90.7 FM from Emery and Henry. And I'll tell you a little bit about some other shows later on. Right now, I'm going to bounce on to something from a while back. This is from 1952. It's called The Blacksmith Blues. And I remember it well. I had been just a kid. I was overseas in England for 2.5 years and hadn't heard American music. I came back to the States, got off the boat, and bumped into this song. And it just captured me and brought me back into American music. This is The Blacksmith Blues by Ella Mae Morris.
He sings the boogie blues while he's hammering on the shoes. See the hot spots are flying like 4th of July. He's even got the horses clopping pop down the avenue. Folks love the rhythm, the clang banging rhythm. You get a lot of kicks out of the blacksmith blues. He sings the boogie blues while he's hammering on the shoes. See the hot sparks flying like 4th of July. He's even got the horses popping pop down the avenue. Folks love the rhythm, the clang banging rhythm. You get a lot of kicks out of the blacksmith blues.
That was Ella Mae Morris singing The Blacksmith Blues from 1952. She was a child prodigy. She was hired by Jimmy Dorsey to sing in his band at 14. When he found out how old she was, he had to send her home. But she later went on to sing with Billy May, Nelson Riddle. That clink sound in there, the write-up said it was a muffled ashtray being hit with a triangle beater. Sounds like a horseshoe. That's what I think it's supposed to sound like. So that was Ella Mae Morris singing the Blacksmith Blues. I'm trying to stay in the happy songs. Of course, some of these songs I have on my list are not happy songs. So let's see if we can get one more happy song in before I go back and play some of the ones that I also want to play, which aren't always happy. This is Afternoon Delight, Starland Vocal Band 1976 number one hit. The Afternoon Delight happened to be an item on the menu in Georgetown, Virginia, where people in the band used to eat, and they picked that name, Afternoon Delight. And it's considered a bit of a naughty song, encouraging people to enjoy things in the afternoon that maybe they shouldn't be doing if they're supposed to be working. But then there's Saturday afternoons, so what the heck. Anyway, here's Afternoon Delight with Starland Vocal Band.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. In flight, afternoon delight. Started out this morning feeling so polite. I always thought a fish could not be caught, it didn't bite. But you got some bait waiting, and I think I might like heaven and a little afternoon delight. Skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight. Loving for the sun gone down. Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite. And the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight.
Starlight Vocal Band, Afternoon Delight. And that was from 1976, number one hit song. Well, we've had a couple of happy songs, and now for something a little different, time for a wombat. Haven't had a wombat in this show, really, yet. Of course, the end of the show is going to be all banjo. That's big wombat time. But here's a song. Well, I guess it's a song. It's more of almost a poem. It's called Stress, by Jim Infantino. He's a graphic designer, a web designer. He's in the Boston folk scene. I probably know people who know him. I don't know him personally. And he wrote and recorded this. And it's a story maybe some of you have experienced. It's kind of like, what's a bad day like? Only he lives for a bad day. He lives on stress in this song, and drinks a lot of coffee, too. So anyway, see if it's sort of hard. He goes popping right along. He talks fast. See if you can pick up what he's saying and follow his, shall we call it a busy day?
I'm addicted to stress. That's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. I'm addicted to stress. It's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me.
It's a little things that get you when you weren't paying attention. It's a little things that get you. It's a little things that get you when you down on my caffeine consumption. So when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with a donut. But I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have a coffee when I'm talking on the phone. But it usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. And when I get back, it's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola. And by then I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine, and it starts behind my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine. But it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine. Except when I have to work late, when I have to work late, which I usually do. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. I love to work, I love to run, I love to play real hard. I love to steal little things from the grocery store, like a piece of bubble gum, or sometimes I just stick my thumb in a peach and leave it there. I love to work, I love to run, I love to water ski, snowboard, jet ski, skydive, parasail, hang glide, rollerblade, mountain bike, bungee jump. Well, I mean, I love to do these things if I ever have the time. I love to work, I love to work, I love to work out after work. I love to spend a little time with this woman that I'm seeing, so we never really get a little time to spend together. So we call each other up and we talk about work. But what I think I really love is to get up by myself on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean with just me, a book, and a cellular phone, and a personal computer in case something came up. And I'd eat, and I'd drink, and I'd run, and I'd sleep, and I wouldn't do nothing except swim all day. Except I don't know how to do laps in the ocean. Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? And there's this kind of anemone that sticks in your foot, and the poison goes up to your brain, and you die, and sand fleas! Sand fleas! Yuck! But actually, I think it'd be really relaxing, just me by myself in the middle of the ocean, and that's what I really love to do more than anything else, except I probably hate it. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's thinking about me.
I hope I didn't stress you. I mean, after all, don't worry. Be happy. Are you worried? I give you my email address. You send me email. I will make you happy, and you won't worry anymore. My email address is hbaya@ehc.edu. hbaya.edu. So don't worry. Be happy. Oh, that was stress. And that song is stress. Just listening to it is stressful. Let's see if we can put on something a little bit more gentle. Here's something gentle. Well, it's not as gentle as it could be, but it's Under African Skies by Paul Simon from 1986 from his African album. And one of the things that Paul Simon did in his African album was pick up, he went to Africa and got a lot of strange rhythms. He seems to specialize in these rhythms. And this is one of them. This is from his Graceland album. It's called Under African Skies, and it was recorded in 1986.
Joseph's face was black as night. The pale yellow moon shone in his eyes. His path was marked by the stars in the southern hemisphere, and he walked his days under Africa's skies. This is the story of how we begin to remember. This is the powerful pulsing of love in the vein. after the dream of falling, calling your name out. These are the roots of rhythm, and the roots of rhythm remain. In early memory, mission music was ringing around my nursery door. I said, take this child, Lord, from Tucson, Arizona. Give her the wings to fly through harmony, and she won't bother you no more. This is the story of how we begin to remember. This is the powerful pulsing of love in the vein. After the dream of falling and calling your name out. These are the roots of rhythm, and the roots of rhythm remain. Da boom ba boom ba boom ba oh. Da boom ba boom ba boom ba oh. Joseph's face was as black as the night, and the pale yellow moon shone in his eyes. His path was marked by the stars in the southern hemisphere, and he walked the length of his days under African skies.
That was African Skies by Paul Simon. And you're listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. We're on Monday nights from 7 to 8, and if you missed that show, we're usually on again Wednesdays from 3 to 4, and sometimes on Saturdays. So you can pick us up here and there. Let me tell you about some other shows on WEHC. I always mention Steve Fisher, Rise Up Singing. I listened to him this week, and he had some great stuff on there. His show has... what do I want to say? Heart. He has a message. He's trying to tell the world where it's just gone astray and what it can do to get better. And in all areas, environmental, social, he's there. And I appreciate that someone's doing that work for us and telling us where we need to go and what we need to do. And he does it with some very interesting songs. The music is quite good. I listened to songs. I picked up a couple I will probably use on my show later on. And so I appreciate what Steve Fisher is doing. There's some other great shows on. Let's see. There's Aris Wingers, The Flagship, which is on, let's see, it looks like Tuesday nights. Tuesday nights from 9 to 11, discussion show. I always like to mention Robert Weisfeld's show on Friday nights from 9 to 10. If you get a chance, just listen in and what Robert will take you to another world for a little while. Right after my show tonight at 8 o'clock is Julian Ramirez, Emory Satellite. He plays Latin music, Latin jazz, quite a variety, some very good stuff. And I've listened to that a few times and picked up some great songs. The Eclectic Hour with Jim Barker is on the same hour, 8 to 9, on Wednesday nights. No, Tuesday nights. And you might find some stuff there. He interviews people and plays whatever music it interests him, classical, folk, rock. Jim Barker's all over the map. And a lot of other good shows on. And my friend Sybil Britton has a family therapy show, Family Realities. It's on Thursdays at 1:30, half-hour show. Good show. And following her at 2 o'clock on Thursdays is Dead Air with Richard Graves, who's the manager of this station. So a lot of good shows coming up. And I'm going to move on now. And as I told you, into this show where I'm going to play about 12 minutes of banjo music, me explaining how the banjo works and demonstrating it and playing a few little pieces from recordings. So that'll be quite a change of pace from what we normally do in the show. Right now, I'm going to switch over and play a fiddle thing. It's a fiddle instrumental by Lisa Schneckenberger. Those of you who listen to the show know that I play her stuff every now and then. And I think I played a song by her last week. Usually I play her singing. She has a beautiful voice and does some wonderful things. But this time it's all instrumental. And she is just a wonderful fiddler, and I appreciate the way she does this. Name of the song is three things: Bottles of Brandy, The Banks of the Law, Guana, and Miss Sarah McFadd. I can't tell. Well, I will try this time when she's changing tunes. But it's fiddle music. She's from New England, so I guess this is New England style. But see what you think of Lisa Schneckenberger playing the fiddle. Thank you. That was Lisa Schlenkenberger, and she's a graduate of the New England Conservatory of Music with a degree in contemporary improvisation. Well, I've got a little announcement to make, and then we're going to go into the banjo stuff. Leave a little room on the end of the show. But right now, I want to tell you about an event coming up. My cousin, William, actually, he's my cousin's son, William White, who was a graduate of Emory's. Maybe some of you know him. I think it was 2006 he graduated. And anyway, he works for the Chestnut Restoration Farm, or the Chestnut Farm, and they're having a big fundraiser. It's this coming Friday night, April 16th, the Chestnut Restoration Celebration. And adult tickets are $55. College students, $30, include student membership. Youth, $10. Age 10 and under, free. Hosted by the Southwest Virginia Restoration Branch. It's at the Meadowview Price Research Farms, which are on Glenbrook Avenue, Meadowview. Well, as you know, Meadowview is only about 4 miles from Emory, so it's right nearby. And if you need to know how to get there, call me, Harry Baya. Look me up. 6809 is my extension at Emory, and I'll tell you how to get there. Friday, April 16th, 6 p.m., tour starting at 5 p.m., Meadowview Price Research Farms in Meadowview, Virginia. Help save the American chestnut. And so if you want to go to a fundraiser for the Chestnut Farm, it's $30 for a student, including a student membership, $55 for an adult. And I'd be delighted to help you get there. Okay, that's the show for tonight until we get to the end. And coming up now is Harry and the Banjo. This is Harry Baya with his banjo. Yes, I do play banjo, not terribly well. And the reason I'm doing this, partly, is just to have a little fun, but also to help some listeners understand the difference between three-finger style and frailing. I mention that quite often on when I'm playing a song, if it's frailing banjo, I like frailing banjo. It's also called clawhammer banjo. So I'm going to show you the two styles as I understand them, and I'll play you some pieces of music that I have recorded that has them in them. But I'll start off right now. I first learned three-finger style. So this is three-finger style. That's three-finger style. Now, this is the same song played in frailing. You can hear the tune better, this particular version, but this is Old Joe Clark. Discuss what's really going on. In three-finger style, I'm using three fingers, and I'm just plucking the notes. So it goes really, it's often a gentle rhythm, but very distinct notes. In frailing, it's called the bum titty rhythm. So it goes bum titty. You don't always play all the notes, but the frailing is always a pretty heavy rhythm. Like, I could just go, or I could go, or I could put all three together. So that's frailing style banjo. So I'm going to play you a couple of pieces frailing style, and then a couple of pieces the other style. So, and I don't know these that well, so I'm going to play them so you get the idea. These are several versions of Old Joe Clark. First one I played before, it goes. Thank you. Now here's old Joe Clark again, played frailing, much more complicated. Took me forever to learn this, and I haven't got it right yet. The frailing has it's a steady strum. Now, you don't always include all three notes in that. Sometimes it's just one or the other. Now, here's another one. This one doesn't sound so much like frailing, but it is. Plow, and that was frailing style. Now let's see what we can do with the three finger style. I'll play old Joe Clark a little bit for you, three finger, one of the ways. Three finger style that I like. Lots of stuff that goes that way. Here's something a little different, three finger style. So you can see it can be fairly complicated. Let me put on a little piece of music from somebody I played a few weeks ago. This was Scissors and Paper by Heather Berry and Tony Mabe. Heather is singing, and Tony's playing the banjo, and he's playing frailing-style banjo. So see if you can pick that up. See if you can hear the frailing. That's frailing banjo. You're hearing Tony May playing the frailing banjo. And the second piece I'll put on is a Johnny Cash song called Any Old Wind That Blows. And this has, I believe it's three-finger picking. You know, I'm never quite sure. I mean, I'm pretty sure, but this sounds like three-finger to me. So this is Any Old Wind That Blows by Johnny Cash. You listen to the banjo in the background.
Lord, she's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day. Slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me. Yes, I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she
so goes. I believe that's Three Fingers Tom going on in the background there with Johnny Cash. Well, that's your lesson for today. Three Finger Style versus Frailing Style. I'm going to play the banjo just a little bit more, just for fun. See if I can remember. This was, I think this is Arkansas Traveler, Three Finger Style. In there, but that's Arkansas Traveler. I consider the national anthem of the banjo, the Old Joe Clark, that one. And the other one is Cripple Creek. So I'll finish my little banjo set here. This is Cripple Creek, played Frailing Style. Should have mentioned that what gives that unique style is the fifth string. This is the five string banjo, and the strings go like this. That's the fifth string. That so frailing banjo, you often hit the fifth string, so it sounds like bum, bum, bum. It's that fifth string that gives it that unique sound. Because I've got the microphone here and I haven't done any singing, I'm going to sing a little bit of a song. This is the first song I ever learned that I can remember. I sang it for my great aunt in Abingdon when I was about 5 years old, five or six. I didn't play the banjo, I just sang the song. But this is my version of it now. It's called, what is it called? Old Ann Tucker. Get out the way now, old Ann Tucker. You're too late to come for supper. Supper's over and breakfast is a-cooking. And old Ann Tucker just stand there looking. Went to town the other night. Had some fun. Get in a fight. Everybody said you better get out the way, 'cause old Ann Tucker's in town today. Get out the way now, old Ann Tucker. You're too late to come for supper. Supper's over and breakfast is a-cooking, and old Ann Tucker just stand there looking. My old man's a funny old man. My old man's a funny old man. Washed his face in a frying pan. Combed his hair with an old cartwheel. Dined with a toothache in his heel. Get out the way now, old Dan Tucker. You're too late to come for supper. Supper's over and breakfast is a-cooking. An old Dan Tucker just stand there. That was the banjo set. You're listening to Harry Baya on Wombats and Music, and I've got a little more for you here. The Chestnut Foundation, if you are interested in going to the Chestnut Foundation event next Friday night, it's at, call this number, 276-944-4631. It's $30 for a student and $10 for your partner, so it's $40 in all. And if you want to go, call me, Harry Baya, and I'll pay $20 of the $40 for you. And for adults, it's $55 and $10 for your partner. Another event coming up is the Mountain Dew, D-O, Mountain Dew Triathlon at Hungry Mother State Park on the 24th. If you're interested in that, look on the website for Mountain Dew, D-O, and Triathlon, and you can find out about it. And now I'm going to finish up with a little piece by Steve Martin playing the banjo, and this is called Daddy Played the Banjo. And listen for it. I think it's three-finger style. Although, you know, it's hard to tell sometimes. It might even be frailing.
Daddy played the banjo 'neath the yellow tree. It rang across the backyard, an old-time melody. I loved to hear the music, I was only five. I listened as his fingers made the banjo come alive. Sometimes I'd wake up at night and hear a distant tune. The banjo would echo around my childhood room. I'd sneak down the back stairs, Daddy never knew. I'd grab a broom and make believe I was picking tunes. One day Daddy put my fingers down upon the strings. He picked it with his other hand, we made the banjo ring.
Now the music takes. Well, that was Steve Martin playing the banjo, and Daddy played the banjo. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, on Monday nights, 7 to 8, and also on Thursdays, 3 to 4, and sometimes on Saturdays. Hope you can join me next week when once again we'll celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.